In Northeast Texas, the cost of cremation is unpredictable. In Paris, for example, the Peaceful Rest Funeral Home charges $950 for one. Go 2 miles east to Bright Holland, it's more than $2,000. Three others in Paris charge somewhere in between. In comparing cremation costs, one pattern does emerge. Prices at funeral homes owned by Houston-based Service Corporation International are often significantly higher than the others, and not just in Paris.
The independent funeral homes are significantly cheaper than an SCI funeral home. They'll be 40% cheaper.
Funeral industry consumer advocate Jim Bates isn't surprised.
SCI, traditionally, since their inception, has always tried to stay in the background. Their whole thing is to buy the independent funeral homes, the mom and pop type funeral homes, but keep that, you know, Smith and Sons or whatever it's called, keep that out front.
SCI is the largest owner of funeral homes and cemeteries in the world. It claims around 16% of the self-described death care market. Its main brand, Dignity Memorial, operates over 2,000 locations in the U.S. So it's tempting to think of SCI as the Walmart of funerals.
But that analogy, that comparison is not accurate.
Josh Slocum is executive director of the Funeral Consumers Alliance.
Whatever you may think about a Walmart or a McDonald's, the fact of the matter is their big buying power and economies of scale do translate into lower retail prices for the customer. That's part of their business model. It is exactly the opposite at SCI.
Slocum is also the author of a study this month showing that SCI charged 47 to 72% higher prices than others in their markets.
Their economies of scale, their centralized facilities where they don't have to duplicate, these are all smart business moves, but those savings go to SCI's real customer. And that's not you, who they call their families, it's their investors.
Bates has spent decades following the death care industry's moves in Texas. He regularly lobbies in Austin on behalf of the many consumers who feel wronged by it. He says most people don't realize that cremation services from different funeral homes are often performed at the same facility. Same cremation, but different provider and different price.
The story of crematories is that it's a wholesale business, primarily. There's only about 100 of them in Texas. There's about 3,000 or something like that funeral establishments, but only about 100 crematories. So you'll get pricing from $700 to $6,000 for a direct cremation, both of those being exactly the same thing. And body A at the $700 cremation price will be cremated in the exact same crematory as the $6,000 one.
Federal rules say funeral homes are required to provide in-person consumers with a price list. Same thing goes for phone inquiries. But they don't have to put that information on the internet, and many do not. Bates is determined to help bring the Texas funeral industry into the 21st century.
We have been trying for a long time to require, you know, some amount of pricing online to make it the intent of the funeral rule, which was when people call on the telephone, give them pricing. When they walk up to the door, give them pricing. Well, that funeral rule was written in 84. And then the internet really didn't start kicking in until the late 1990s. So we're just trying to get it up to speed.
KETR reviewed prices of dozens of funeral homes in cities across Northeast Texas, and we couldn't find even one example of an SCI-owned provider disclosing prices on their otherwise frequently updated websites. But Slocum says consumers are the ones who have to change their approach to the costs of death.
Okay, how are you going to have competition if you don't have consumers who are putting pressure on them to moderate their prices? Right? So that's one reason. They don't have to, because we consumers are delivering ourselves up as a voluntarily captive market. We don't have to do that, and we shouldn't do that, but that is what we do.
KETR reached out to 8 SCI-owned funeral homes in Northeast Texas. 6 referred inquiries to SCI corporate headquarters. 2 did not respond at all. In Houston, an SCI spokeswoman declined a request for an interview. Reporting from Dallas, I'm George Hale.